Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 110, and I'm here with Rylan, as always.
Yep, I don't see why you wouldn't be. This isn't the Ashen Podcast, nope. The Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. But before this episode starts, like always, join our Discord. That's all I'm going to say, because you guys should know by now.
Okay. Alright. Black Myth Wukong explodes on Steam.
I really want to play this game, but my PC won't be able to handle it. So I gotta wait. But so here, at the time of writing, this is during this article, Black Myth Wukong has already become the fourth most concurrently played game in Steam history. That's crazy. It just came out.
Yeah.
It says here, with 2.215 million players at the moment. By the time I'm finished with this article, who knows? I'm pretty sure it's more now, actually.
Probably.
It says here, the monster launch of the Black Myth Wukong is a surprise even to those expecting the game to do well. And the reason these numbers are this high is fairly obvious. China, it says. China. Says here, while currently many in the West will play Wukong themselves, it's hard to overstate, you know, just how massive this game always was going to be in China. Amongst its population of 1.4 billion?
That's yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of people over there.
Yeah, and there's only 8 billion people in the world, so... Most of them are in China.
Yeah.
It says here, Black Myth Wukong is made by Chinese developer Game Science and inspired by a legendary Chinese novel, Journey to the West, written in the 16th century. So yeah, one word, you know, says why, you know, they got most of their sales in China. And plus, like, people in America, like myself, want to play it. So.
Yeah, I mean... On Steam, it says it sold an incredible 10 million copies in just 3 days.
Like, oh.
And then it became the fastest game to get to over like 2 million players, concurrent
best
players.
Best power world up.
Yeah, yeah.
The only game that's above it's PUBG.
Yeah.
And sales. And that's about like, that going over. That's a lot more. Because PUBG has 3.257 million players. And then Black Myth Wukong at the time. I don't know. It's probably more now. But
yeah.
2.215 million players. And Power World has 2.101 million.
Yeah, it says...
How the Black Myth... A game,
what?
A game called Banana is number 9.
Nice. Yeah, it says Black Myth Wukong has hit 3 million concurrent players across all platforms.
It's ridiculous.
On Steam, PS5. And then it says... Steam concurrent peak so far, according at the time of this article, was 2,415,000 1,714.
Yeah, so it's second right now, like Steam all-time sales rate.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Out of all the games that are on Steam, the newest game to come out is number two. Of course, PUBG is number one.
Yeah.
It was really popular back in the day.
And then it says that's just with PS5 and Steam. The Xbox Series versions hasn't been released yet. It was delayed.
I wonder how many sales that's going to
do. Give it a lot more,
I'd say.
Yeah. Right.
It's awesome.
It is pretty cool. I definitely want to try it out, though. See what all the hype's about.
Looks cool from the pictures I've seen and stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at the trailer.
I've just seen pictures of it. Alright. Lego Mario Kart confirmed for release.
Is it like a game? Or is it
no,
a set?
It's a set.
That'd be cool. Lego Mario Kart game.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It says here, the Lego Super Mario Mario Kart sets were originally teased. Didn't we talk about these before?
We talked about a different set. Different Mario set.
I remember it was a Mario set. I was sure it was.
It was a new Mario set.
But, you know, it was originally teased as part of the Lego group's Martin Day celebration.
Mario Day.
Yeah. This is Martin.
Yeah.
Celebration in March, and today's reveal provides Mario Kart fans and Lego builders their first full look at the newly highly anticipated products launch January 1st of 2025. So New Year's is when this comes out.
Yeah.
Half the world is going to be like drunk.
Probably.
When this card comes up. It's
yeah.
Pretty cool.
I think we did actually talk about that when they announced it back in March, but we obviously didn't have a release date for it yet. So. But yeah. Recently we did talk about a new Mario set.
Yeah.
It was the Super Mario World one. That's the one we talked about.
I can't wait for that Zelda set to come out.
Yeah, that's nice. It's expensive, though.
I know. It's worth it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, January 1st, 2025. That's crazy that they're doing it the exact
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Starting off the new year with buying a Mario Kart Lego set.
Yeah. That's what Ashton's going to do.
Doubt it.
Probably not that expensive.
I don't know. We'll see. Sometimes a set that you wouldn't think is expensive is ridiculously expensive, and then another one you think would be more isn't as much as what you think.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, all right. Digital only Xbox Series X 2 terabyte release date set.
2 terabytes, that go on.
Yeah.
Says here, Microsoft has announced 2 new Xbox Series X consoles and 1 new Xbox Series S console will be released on October 15th of this year, including a digital-only Xbox Series X. Fresh digital, boo. The consoles, which, you know, are now available for pre-order, were outlined on Xbox Wire, where Microsoft confirmed that impending stimulus release of all digital Xbox Series X consoles. The special edition 2 terabyte Xbox Series X and the 1 terabyte Xbox Series S in white, in robot white, and previously only available in carbon black. The carbon black's nice.
It is nice.
I don't know what the robot white looks like. Is it like the opposite of the carbon black?
Probably just like the Series S. just white.
Maybe. It says here, the all-digital Xbox Series X is only available in robot white and comes with a 1 terabyte SSD hard drive for $500, down $50 from the launch of the Xbox Series X, which has a disk drive installed. The robot white 1 terabyte Xbox Series S, meanwhile, costs $350, the same as the carbon black version that's already available. The special edition Xbox Series X is available in black but speckled with green and white. That was cool. Green and white specs on the black.
Yeah. It's here, and I've seen pictures of it. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah. I didn't really get to see pictures of it. The article didn't show. It's a bunch of bull. It says here, though, it's 2 terabyte hard drive and inclusion of a disk drive ramps the price up to $600. The controller has a black font and a font. What the crap? Black front and green back. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how I'm gonna feel about that. It's as though the speckled design seeps into the directional pad too. So on the D-pad, it has that speckled design also.
Yeah, I guess
that's pretty.
Just to match the console.
Man, you figured it would be all over the controller or something.
Yeah, you'd think, but I guess not.
It says here though, these console variants, don't come with any extra power or features, but are simply alternatives to Microsoft's current offerings, like targeted at brand new buyers. Increased hard drive space is becoming increasingly more relevant, especially for how big the video games are now. Games are giants now. Like 2K 25 is like 150 gigabytes. It shouldn't be that much.
No.
It says here, the release of these three new Xbox consoles comes amid plummeting sales of the Xbox Series X and S, which lag behind the competitors of the PS5. Way more. It's way behind. Compared to the PS5 sales.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It says here, near their fourth birthday, and though tough questions over Microsoft's commitment to the console business from its hardcore fans. I don't know, did we talk about Xbox might not be making any more consoles, or was it me and my podcast?
Yeah, we did. I think we said that they'll probably have one more generation and then probably be done. Just work on games to go on Game Pass and then just focus on PC gaming from there.
And cloud and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's going to suck.
Because it's kind of what they're kind of doing now. That's why their games released Game Pass day one. You can play them on PC too. And then also a lot of their exclusives are not even exclusives anymore. Like Indiana Jones is going to PS5 right after, not long after launch. So,
yeah. And it says here, the Great Circle is too.
Yeah. So it's just, and then it was rumored that Forza Horizon 5 is going to go over to PS5. We went over that. So,
yeah. So just all a bunch of different games are going to come over to PS5, so there's no reason for Xbox to really have a console.
Yeah, if they're not going to keep their exclusives exclusive, then
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. If it's on more consoles, it'll make more money. But at the same time, that your exclusives is what makes your console valuable.
Yeah,
one of the most important things that makes your console valuable.
Well, they better not get Halo and put it on PS4.
They might.
That would give people a chance that haven't played, obviously, Halo games before to play it, but Yeah. Same time. That's an Xbox exclusive. That was their first ever game exclusive. Like,
so. Yeah, but they might.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. All right. Is that all you have for that?
Yep.
All right. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for watching and listening. Watch Slob and Kick on YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast, Instagram, Twitter, Discord, buy our merch on Redbubble and Printify and TeePublic. Links are in the description. Rylan, do you have anything else?
Nope. Just that's all our socials. Like always, join our Discord, please. Been at, 20 members since, like, I was born. Or no, since Ashton was born, actually. Yeah. Before Discord even existed.
Yeah.
It was there. But, yeah, just follow our socials. You get the merch if you want to. That'd be pretty cool if you did. You can post on Instagram stuff about it and tag us in it. We'll look at it. We'll like it. Maybe follow you. Who knows?
Yeah.
And that's all. I got it.
All right. Appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's release supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven, because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit Golo.com today.